Democratic State Senator Luz Robles is no stranger to politics. She's been a member of the Utah legislature representing the west side of Salt Lake City since 2008. Before that, she served in the State Office of Ethnic Affairs under former Utah Governor John Huntsman. Robles says she understands that, as a Democrat, winning the 2nd District seat will be an uphill battle. But she also believes she can do a better job than Republican Chris Stewart at representing that area.
I'm not an extreme person, and I think that's going to be appealing as well. People are tired of the extreme sides, you know, and that's why it's exciting as well, you know, that I consider myself, you know, like in the middle where most Utahns are, and we'll continue to push that message.
Republicans redrew district boundaries in 2010. The 2nd District now includes the northern portion of Salt Lake City, part of the western border between Utah and Nevada, and contains St. George in the southern part of the state. It's an interesting mix of both urban and rural communities. Tim Chambliss of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah says even though the district has been drawn specifically to favor Republicans, he believes Robles still has a real chance of being extremely competitive.
Well, it comes down to turnout. It comes down to who votes. And if she can get the voters of her district excited, as she has as a state senator from the west side of Salt Lake City, then she can win.
The last Democrat to win in the 2nd District was Jim Matheson, who switched to Utah's 4th District in 2012 after redistricting. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.